We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and shepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I'm humbled and blessed that you've chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel, if you're new to us, is a uniquely created space for exploration of topics, all things human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact on our human experience. Topics are going to span anywhere from health and wellness, self-discovery, life experiences, personal growth, healing, and so much more. So join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, information sharing, wisdom, and exploration as we continue to evolve and become SheWise. Now for our disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts and feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You're encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So without further ado, let's jump into today's topic. So today I wanted to talk about journaling, and specifically journaling to healthy habits. You know, over time, there has been a lot of research and a lot of purpose-driven exploration when it came to journaling and the importance and role it plays in helping a variety of things, whether it's to increase your awareness, assist with mental health, assist with health and wellness, well-being, identifying different habits. It really has been effective and shown in many scientific studies that journaling is a very powerful, effective, and accessible tool for all of us to be able to use. And so I wanted to take some time today to talk about that. I feel personally that it's an effective, tried and true method that is going to call awareness and attention to a particular area of your life. So if there's something you're looking, for example, a habit that you're trying to identify or change, or perhaps you are trying to monitor something and see your progress over time, it could be a financial journal, it could be a weight journal, just whatever the topic is that you're trying to call that awareness and attention to, journaling is a great way for you to track, see where you start, set your goals, figure out where you're trying to go, see any pitfalls, identify any challenges, identify successes, all of that goodness. So I wanted to talk about that today. So I'm going to first share a little bit about journaling and the role it's played in my life to just set a little bit of a framework for our discussion. So for those who have listened over time to my podcast, you have heard me talk about, you know, the different health challenges I had and the healing journey that I've been on. And one of the most instrumental tools along this journey for me has been journaling. I haven't shared a lot about it or talked a lot about it before, but I think it's really important to highlight this piece because a lot of us are out here trying to make improvements, changes, and you know, whenever you start something new, you're really excited and you get really, really into it and you're like, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this habit. I'm going to modify my behavior. I'm going to assess how I feel about certain things. And we start off really, really strong. And, you know, it's really easy the first few days. Then by the end of the week, things sometimes start to wane off a little bit. And then, you know, you re-energize and you get back into it. But I found that having a journal kept me focused. It kept me on task. It allowed me to see the progresses. It allowed me to identify the challenges. So for me, as I was going through my early stages of healing and I was experiencing different things like brain fog and some neurological responses that were happening because I was experiencing some issues with my nerves, and I would feel, you know, different aches and pains and tightness in muscles and just weird things happening physically in my body that I couldn't really explain. And the doctors really couldn't find a reason or a cause. And we had gone through, you know, so many tests. And so I then jumped over into the holistic space. And during that time, because it was really new to me and using healing tinctures and supplements and different modalities, like, you know, doing different things like oxygen mats that I would lay on, or going and doing sound bowl healing or breath work or Reiki. It was hard for me to gauge which tools were working in ways that were helping heal different parts of me. And so one of the most instrumental ways to assist me in identifying my progress and tracking my progress was to journal it. So I started off, and it was kind of funny because it was like a trial and error thing. I was asked to start journaling my experiences. And as I was doing that, I created my own little template and my own little formula. I went into, because I'm a checklist person, super type A. So I went into Microsoft Word and I just created this template. And I used it as my weekly tracker. And it was kind of funny because at first I wasn't sure what I wanted to track. And then I slowly just started building upon my list of what things I was interested in looking at and focusing on. So what I would do, and again, excuse me, everybody's journaling needs and habits are going to be a little bit different. But for me, this was the formula that worked. So I liked to put a summary of my day. That allowed me free range of writing different things out, such as, what did I do today? How did I feel doing it? What were my accomplishments? I looked at things like, how long did I work? What did I do in that span of time? Did I have a lot of meetings? Did I not have a lot of meetings? Did I go for a walk? Did I do a meditation? It was a summary roll-up of my day. I could talk about emotions. I could talk about my energy levels. It just really was that free space. So almost thinking of it as that blank piece of paper and that blank study that you could just really get creative with. Then I went into very specific areas. So I went into physical activity. I wanted to document what I did for physical activity that day. What was the activity itself? What was the duration of time that I did that activity? And then what were my notes? I would write notes on the side. So for example, I would put walking. I love to walk. I feel like walking is one of the less stressful ways to move the body, but has a really great benefit, because for me, walking allowed me to get outside in nature, allowed me to get that sunlight on the body to get some vitamin D, allowed me to just connect with the sights and the sound, disconnect from the world, get the body in motion without putting a lot of stress and pressure, because again, I was in a very interesting healing process space where I had a lot of different physical ailments that were happening. So it didn't put a lot of extra undue stress on my body, but it also allowed me to get that fresh air. Like I said, get that sunlight, have that moment of time clarity. I could do walking meditations if I wanted, and I would jot down the notes for that. So how did I feel? Was I energized? Was I tired? Did the sunlight feel great? Was it rainy out? How was my mood doing it? How did I feel after I did it? Did I feel that boost of energy or did I feel a decrease in energy? So that allowed me to identify activities that were helpful for me. And then also to track patterns. Did I feel like if I did the 60-minute walk, it had a different impact than the 30-minute walk or the 15-minute quick walk in between, you know, meetings to give myself that quick motion and that break? Then I looked at hydration because hydration is so important. And, you know, I know we've talked about it on different episodes and in caring in this Caring for Your Human series. But hydration was really another key area for me to watch because in the very beginning, I would tend to get so busy throughout the day, or especially when I was in periods of experiencing a lot of brain fog. I really needed something to keep me focused and keep me tracking that, you know what, you've only had 2 glasses of water. You need to get 6 more in, or whatever my limit that I set for that day. It allowed me to track that. For me also, it was my celery juice. You know, I love my celery juice, so I'm all about drinking that all the time. And that was a big thing for me too. So making sure that I could look back and say, okay, I'm good to go. I completed what I needed to. I've gotten in all my hydration. Check. Supplements that I was taking and then the tinctures that I was taking, because I had a very specific regimen for detoxing things out of the body, vitamins that I needed to make sure I was taking to help support the body as I was going through that healing process, because I myself was experiencing some deficits in my nutrition because I was a little off in a lot of different areas. I was going through a lot of different challenges. And like I said, when you're in a space where you're experiencing some neurological issues or brain fog, things of that nature, sometimes it's hard to connect the dots until you really get into a healed space. And so for me, being able to say, okay, I took my vitamin D, I took my 1 capsule in the morning, I took my vitamin C, I got my zinc in, I, you know, completed my protocols that were given from my holistic professionals. So that helped me to be able to say, okay, check, 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 check. I've taken all of these things and here's how I felt as a result of them. And when did I take them? Was there a difference if I took them in the morning versus the evening? Because over time, there were certain things that I noticed it would be better to take in the evening versus the morning, and I would adjust accordingly. But because I was journaling and I was tracking that, I was able to make those connections. Had I not been journaling and tracking, I would have had to rely on my memory, which my memory was okay, but the problem is when you go over extended periods of time and you're, you know, weeks in, or you've gotten to a space where you're now, you know, after a full week, sometimes your days can blend if you're super busy. And so being able to refer back to something and see that information, I believe, is super helpful and allows you to see the progress and see the pitfalls if there are any. Hopefully there aren't, but if there are, you can identify them quickly because you can look back and say, I noticed 2 days in a row, I did this and this effect happened. And then you modify and adjust accordingly. So then I went on to track my sleep. Sleep is super important. I've also talked about that in my Caring for Your Human series. And that was something I wanted to see from a how many hours of sleep was I getting. In my very early healing process, I was really struggling with sleep. I was having a hard time getting restful sleep. I was having these patterns of broken sleep. I was so stressed. I was feeling so much pressure. I was feeling so much anxiety. I was in a state where health was a high level concern for me, and I was in a very worry, fearful state. And so I would lay down to go to sleep and I'd get an hour and I'd be up. Then I get another hour and I'd be up. And it was just this very broken pattern. There were a lot of ruminating thoughts that would come in and it would be very disruptive. So being able to establish a sleep routine, note what that was, journal about it, see what things were working, disconnecting from the, you know, technologies, an hour before bed, trying to turn the lights down a good hour before bed so that it wasn't so bright and my body could kind of adjust and I could create a circadian rhythm, because my rhythm was completely off. I couldn't tell you if it was day, night, or whatever. It was like I was just up around the clock. And being able to say, okay, was my quality of sleep fair, good, or excellent? What happened in that day? Looking at my summary, did I allow for enough restful periods? Did I now allow for reflection? Do I, you know, need to incorporate meditation for bed? So I looked at all of those things to come up with a formula, and tracking that and journaling about that over time eventually pushed me in that direction that I needed to go to yield the results I was looking for. And it showed me the progression. So I could show, like, okay, this happened on this day, sleep was a little more broken. I was able to incorporate these methods and techniques, sleep, you know, improved from an hour and waking up to now 3 hours and then waking up. So I would see those gradual progressions, but each progression is a success, and being able to journal that and track it was super important and helpful for me. I also looked at how was I feeling and what did that look like? Was I comfortable? Was I having a good day, or was it a not so great day? And what did that look like on that scale of 1 to 10? Was I at a 5 or was I at an 8? How did I move myself up that scale, and what things could I do to get myself to move up that scale? Then I looked at personal growth and development. So for me, remaining focused, having purpose, and being able to track goals has always been something that's worked for me. I know that doesn't work for everybody, but for me, that's a really, really big thing. So being able to look at my personal growth and development was one of the areas I was interested in. So during my healing process, I was thirsty for knowledge. I was going through at least a book a week, sometimes a book and a half. It just really depended on what that week had. I would listen to a lot of audiobooks. Audible is my favorite place to go because I don't like to sit still a lot. So while I would be out on my walks, I'd be listening to a book. While I was in the bath, I would be listening to a book. While I was cleaning the house, I'd be listening to a book. I just had this thirst for knowledge across all areas. So there wasn't any particular focus. Sometimes they were health books. Sometimes they were leadership books. Sometimes I would go into a space where I just wanted some fiction, fun, something totally different. I went into a lot of spiritual books. I jumped across so many different spectrums when it came to that, but I incorporated that in my personal growth and development space. I also did a lot of interviewing and knowledge seeking discussions with different professionals. That was also, to me, considered personal growth and development. So whatever that looks like for you, it might be that you're enrolled in a college program, or you're in a certification program and you're doing something to grow yourself, or maybe it's something you're doing for work, for professional development. Whatever that looks like, you can track that and you can see your progress over time and how is that impacting your overall goal of whatever it is your purpose for journaling is. And then one of my other areas I looked at was self-care. Self-care was an important category for me because I am so go, 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 and I really didn't do well in the beginning at stopping to take the time for myself, because I was always caring for others and worrying about making sure everybody else was taken care of. It was really a necessary category for me. So that one, it might be optional for you if you already have a self-care routine, which is on point and amazing, and this is an area you've always really excelled at, then it may not be as big of an area to focus on. For me, I had to call attention to it. And I knew that because I was so busy in other directions that when people would ask me, what do you do for self-care? I was like, I go to work. I take care of kids. I make sure everything is on point. And that is not the answer. So I had to really develop a routine, and doing that through journaling helped me to bring, again, awareness to it, focus on it, because as we know, where you focus your attention is where you're going to see that energy flow, right? So we need to make sure that whatever it is we choose to focus on, it's where you want that energy flowing towards, because where attention goes, energy flows, and we need to remember that. So I put that emphasis on self-care, and before I even realized it, about a week and a half, 2 weeks in, because it was a category and because I'm so check off the checklist oriented, I'm like, ooh, I need to have things in this category. I can't have an empty category. And in doing that, I started adding things in, like my meditations, my journaling, setting aside time to take a lunch break away from the computer, away from, you know, just eating just because it was time for lunch and I had 20 things to do and I didn't have time to stop. No, taking the time to appreciate and have that moment, going for that walk out in nature, hearing the birds, giving myself that moment to disconnect, setting boundaries was a big thing too. Learning to say no when I was such a, what can I do to help you, right? So being able to say, actually, I'd love to assist, but I can't right now. That was something I had to work on. Also, preserving your energy, figuring out where you can put your energy and where you need to maybe pull back. So all of those things came into areas of self-care for me. I would do a lot of salt baths as well. Like at the end of the day, I would just say, okay, I'm going to go in the tub, hang out for a little bit, just relax, because being able to create that space, which also played into helping me improve my sleep routine. So I started making those correlations, which was really, really helpful. And then my very last area that I would focus on was any lingering challenges. So each week, I wanted to see at that end of that week, was there something that was still occurring, something that hadn't resolved that I was trying to resolve? And then that would allow me to go into the next week trying to figure out, was there something I needed to modify, adjust, tweak, or do different? And so again, being able to reflect and looking over time, I mean, I had so many notebooks full of information and so many printed documents, because I, you know, once I moved from the notebook, I created that Word document and I would just print everything out. But it gave me so much insight. And that was the important part, I think, for me, was getting the insight, because without that historical tracking, I wouldn't have gotten the insight, because I would have been relying solely off memory. And, you know, it's just like with anything else, when it comes to our memory, oftentimes, as much as we like to think we remember everything, there are a lot of instances in which, you know, we are going to have so much going on that we might forget something, or we might have thought something occurred this way, but we were like, wait, which day and which time did I do this? Because again, there's so much going on in our lives. So why fill your brain with all that unnecessary information and stress when you can just literally transfer it down to that piece of paper and not even have to think about it? So that's something that I think is worthwhile considering if you are in the space where you haven't journaled before, or you're thinking about journaling, or maybe you currently journal and you just want to build out your journaling practices a little bit more. So that's a little bit about journaling in my life. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we are going to jump into some more information about journaling.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation: Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com. Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
All right, welcome back. So I want to just kind of recap. We've talked a little bit about journaling and its ability to bring and call awareness and attention to a particular area that you're interested in improving or monitoring. We've also talked about how I use journaling in my life as a tool to help on the healing journey. And so now I want to talk a little bit more and give a little bit more historical and scientific and, a little framework that goes around showing the benefits and the impact of journaling. So one of the books I read along my journey that I think a lot of us have probably come through in different parts and times throughout our development space is Atomic Habits by James Clear. He did a really great job in showing how we build and form habits and how to modify habits. And so if you haven't read that book, it's a New York bestseller. And again, it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. Really, really good book. And so you can get it on Audible. You can get it on, Amazon. You can go into the bookstore and find it. It's pretty much everywhere. But he did write an article, which I thought really was helpful in summing up journaling and the power of it. And he talks about the benefits. The name of the article was The Surprising Benefits of Journaling, One Sentence Every Day. And in here, he talks about how many people, especially in the you know, in the space of success, and some of our folks who've really made history have used journaling daily and said that it's played a key role in their careers. And so I just wanted to share some of the names that he threw into his study, an article that he shared with us. So he shared that journaling was very popular around a lot of the famous writers and authors, some such as Mark Twain, John Sevier, Vladimir Nabokov. He talks about Virginia Woolf. And then he also referenced Susan Sontag. And he also goes a step further and he talks about some of our brilliant thinkers who used journaling as one of their key tools along their span of time as well. He talks about inventors such as Charles Darwin. He talks about Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. He also grabs some of the politicians that were out there, such as George Washington, Winston Churchill, Marcus Aurelius. So I thought that was really important to share with you, because journaling is something that has been tried and true throughout history, not just for folks who are trying to change a habit, but people who have really helped shape and change and mold human experiences over time. And I thought, wow, I really wanted to share this with everybody, because there are proven benefits to this, and there are folks who've used it and said, yes, one of my keys to moving forward or capturing what I've been doing has been through journaling. So it's a really cool article. He talks a little bit about, you know, just the different benefits and how journaling can provide those opportunities for you to learn from your old experiences. It also can help with memory. It can motivate you to change different behaviors and do different things. It shows you, just as I mentioned, it can show you how you're progressing along your path and what you're trying to accomplish. And then he also covers some of the challenges of making, you know, journaling a habit. You're going to have to prioritize it, right? You have to make it something that becomes part of your routine and makes, you know, your daily routine. It's going to have to be built into there. So what I found when I was doing my journaling, I would set aside two time frames. This really just depends on what you want to do and how you want to set it up. I knew that if I got up earlier in the morning and just gave myself, you know, 5 minutes, I could write some gratitude statements down. I could look at what activities I wanted to plan out for the day. So I would jot them down so they already had a placeholder. And I could say, okay, this is how I'm going to structure my day. My morning supplements, I would list them then, because that allowed me to just get that done and not have to go through the day and try to remember everything at night. Then before bed, I would go back to my journal and I would add anything additional, put the summary of my day, because obviously I didn't know the summary of my day at the beginning of the day, but going back through, I could adjust anything I needed to, or I could add anything. So I think that was super helpful as well. So that was a little bit about, you know, the thought process of journaling from the perspective of the article that was written by James Clear. Again, he was the author of Atomic Habits. So then I also looked at a study that was published out by NIH. It was called the Positive Effect Journaling Study. And that was a study that was done out of Pennsylvania. And they did a 12-week study with 70 adults that had random different conditions. So it wasn't like a very specific, everybody had a certain condition. There were different conditions. They looked at doing 15-minute sessions of journaling 3 times a week. And they used a web-based approach. So folks were able to just go online and do their journaling. For some, it's physically writing that helps. Others, you know, they want to type, or they want an online journal. It's really more of a preference. There are different studies that show the differences in, you know, the effect of physically writing out your thoughts and feelings if you're doing emotion journaling to track emotions versus typing them. But But again, a lot of it is preference based. So anyways, this study was pretty cool. And again, it's called the Positive Effect Journaling Study, and they reference it as PAJ study. And so the findings were that they found that folks that did this journaling 3 times a week, 15 minute sessions, they saw over that 12 week period, there was an improvement on mental health as well, and mental distress decreasing, as well as well-being, seeing improvements. So there was, you know, this really good study that was conducted that showed that it helped with things such as anxiety and stress, and they were looking at those areas. But the findings really did show that they had seen some improvements on mental distress and well-being. So I really liked that, because again, that spoke to showing again the positive effect, even if you only have 15 minutes 3 times a week. Some journaling is better than no journaling. So wanted to share that with you. And then also, I came across another article that I thought was really, really helpful as well. And this one was from, I think this one was from WebMD. And I know some of my folks love to Google, and they go out and everybody loves to go to WebMD, right? Because it's like the quick place to go and learn about different things. And so they had a section on journaling and the benefits, as well as Healthline. That was the other one that I looked at and I really enjoyed as well. And so I was particularly interested in looking at what Healthline and WebMD had to say as far as journaling, because there's so much, again, in this space that we could look at that would talk about the benefits of journaling and all of those things. So one of the articles I looked at was the 6 journaling benefits and how to start right now, because a lot of people get confused. They're like, oh my gosh, how do I start? Where do I go? What do I do? And so in that particular article, they were showing how journaling can help to reduce your stress. And it's mainly thought that because you are writing your thoughts down, you're getting them out of your brain, that it gives you that chance to just kind of let those feelings go. Also, journaling could boost health and well-being, which we also saw that in the study that did the positive effect journaling that I just talked about. And then journaling, encouraging space from negative thoughts. And so that's another really important thing. I know I talked in my Caring for Your Human series about negative self-talk, right? And sometimes when we get those thoughts down out of our brain, number one, we can recognize that we're having those thoughts. But number two, we can release them. So I think that was another really key thing that was shared that was helpful. And then it also referenced being able to process emotions. And again, we've talked about that a little in Caring for Your Human series as well. Being able to go through and process those emotions. Maybe you experienced something that really upsets you, and just getting it out, like writing about it, sometimes it allows you to connect your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and then say, okay, that's done. It's over. And then I loved the fact that it talked about journaling deepening self-discovery. Again, another really important thing to look at, because the self-discovery space is a huge one. And so sometimes, because we're already in our lives, we can't see outside of the day-to-day, because we are living on autopilot a lot of times and really just move. And when we're doing that, we sometimes miss some of the goodness, or we don't quite see everything that we may want to see. And so I think that is really, really helpful as well. So I wanted to share those findings, because I did feel like those added a little bit of teeth behind the topic that I'm talking about and sharing when it comes to journaling. Now we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and finish up. So let's go to our break.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit shewisepublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So we just finished talking a little bit about the positive effect journaling study. We talked a little bit about some of the benefits of journaling and different outcomes that can come from journaling that were from the WebMD and the Healthline articles that I referenced. And so basically, there's a lot of different ways to journal, and there are a lot of different types of journal out there. So I just wanted to explore some of those, right? So I share that I used my journal that was for my health and healing journey, and it covered so many different topics. There are so many different formats and different types of journals out there. You don't have to go and purchase a journal. You could simply use a blank notebook and free write. So free writing is a form of journaling that a lot of people find to be effective, and you could just write about your day, and that's perfectly fine. There are the web-based journals. And so you could go on and you find whatever app or tool that you prefer, and you can do everything online if you prefer to do that. You could do what I did in my early days, which was I typed up my journal. I went into Microsoft Word and I created my own categories, and I started typing. I later moved on to physically writing because I found that sometimes that physical writing motion allowed me to feel things flowing through my hands as I was writing. And so that was just more of a preference thing. I now have, as part of my Caring for Your Human series, I did create a journal using my format that I shared with you that's called You Only Get One Body, Journaling to Healthy Habits. And I do have that on Amazon. So if you're interested in the one that I talked about in the beginning and the way I laid that formula out, that journal is available. I did it so that it covers 3 months. I found that 3 months was really good. And it made the book pretty thick, but I enjoyed doing 3 months at a time because I do journaling every day, so I go through a lot of books, but I use that journal now for myself, and that's been my go-to. I also, throughout my time in life, I've done different programs to help with weight management, and so I'm referencing just a few of these here, not endorsing any, but just referencing them as examples. For example, when I was doing Weight Watchers years back, food journals were really a big thing, and so I would food journal with my written one. Back in those days, you could still, you know, everything wasn't automated, and so you had that option to purchase the hard copy journal. So I've done both. I've done the automated and I've done the printed one, but doing that helped allow me to look at the categories of food, how many fruits I was eating a day, how many vegetables I was eating a day, how much hydration I was getting in, what were my calories like. I also enjoyed using my Fitness Pal. I actually still use that one, and I consider that, in my personal opinion, a form of an online journal because I'm going in and I'm tracking, again, my hydration, my activity levels. I'm tracking, also I'm looking at the macros and all the different things. And so again, those are just two examples from my personal experience. There's many out there. So you've got those options, but for me, that was in the weight management space. And then I've worked with a lot of different, I worked at gyms, I've been a Zumba instructor, I've worked with personal trainers before, and in that space of trying to track your results for your workouts, there is a lot of, I would say, journaling or tracking mechanisms that go into that space. And so I share that as well because that's another space and area that people like to do their tracking. And so, for example, when I would go to the gym, I would have my notebook and I would have my routine and I would track how much weight I did, how many reps I did, and I'd look at over time the inches that would change throughout my body. Again, just another tracking mechanism, a way to journal. Nutrition, really big and key. Now that I've moved into that space of being a certified nutrition coach, it's another key tool that's used in that space so that as we're working through nutrition challenges or trying to work with even ourselves or a client, looking to see, okay, so what are the patterns? Where may there be some deficiencies or areas for improvement in nutrients, or what do we need to adjust or modify? So being able to do nutrition tracking and journaling is another key space. Also, affirmation journaling, really, really important one, especially if you are in a space where you are trying to increase your self-love, you're trying to increase your self-confidence, self-esteem, really put yourself back into the I am worthy, I am valued, I am loved space that is a way to assist you. And each day, maybe you're just jotting down, and it could be incorporated in your freestyle journaling. Maybe, you know, three affirmations for the day. I right now stick with three affirmations. I have affirmation cards that I pull. And in the early days, I just wrote out my three affirmations. I have a deck that a friend was so kind to give to me, and I absolutely love it. And so I've been pulling those cards each day, and I look at those, and I stand in front of the mirror, and I say those affirmations out loud. And then I walk over to my journal, and at the top of my journal, because I left enough free space on the pages, because I just tend to always kind of add things in addition as I continue to grow and evolve, there's additional things I want to put in, but I don't want to have four or five different journals going on. So for me, I just go to the top of the page and I write my three affirmations at the top. At the You Only Get One Body Journaling to Healthy Habits, I do have a section at the beginning of each week where there's an affirmation page and you can write down your affirmations. So you can either go back and write them there. I each day have been writing them at the top. I do my ones at the beginning of the week as well. And then gratitude journaling. Gratitude journaling is another very helpful tool that has gained a lot of traction in the last several years, especially in the spiritual community. And it's because there's so much associated with when you're being in a state of gratitude and showing how it correlates to raising your vibration, increasing your awareness, and just allowing you to focus on the good, juicy stuff, right? A lot of times, if you're in that space where you're on autopilot, you're go, 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 something bad happens and you're like, oh my goodness. And then you focus on the negative. It's been shown through study after study that you could do a whole bunch of positive things, do one thing negative, and that's going to be the thing people remember, right? So getting into a space where we focus on gratitude allows you to go to places where you're thinking of good things, happy thoughts. You're placing the energy and the priority on things you're grateful and thankful for. And when we go into that space, some of that negative self-talk, negative, this is what happened, but all these good things happened over here, they don't overshadow anymore, because you're in such a space of happiness and joy and bliss that you really don't have the time or energy to focus on those icky things. And so gratitude journaling is really, really good. And if you're new to it, that's okay. You can just start off with, you know, each day I write three things I'm grateful for in the morning. I start off that way because I found that if I do that in the morning, it puts me in that mindset of being in a better place to start the day versus just waking up and running and doing my to-do list. So gratitude journaling, again, another really helpful thing. There's a lot of gratitude journals out there that you can purchase, but again, you don't need to purchase anything. You can get a notebook and you can simply do it yourself. So that's, you know, your option. So if you're new to journaling, I hope that this episode has shared some really helpful information, has given you some research-backed concepts and thoughts on journaling, but then also just kind of gave you something to think about. Maybe it's something you want to try out. Maybe it's something you're not quite sure about yet, but you know, you may think about doing it. Just do what feels comfortable. You, again, don't have to make this a high-cost experience. You don't have to purchase a journal, but there are journals available everywhere, different types. For you, you need to figure out what it is you want to journal about. If you're, again, new to this space, it may be that you just want to start with a blank piece of paper, and you might just want to jot down your day. You might just want to share your thoughts and feelings, get them out, and then over time, you may decide that there's a certain particular area you want to focus on, or there's certain things that make sense, you know, for you to go back to and say, okay, I want to focus on improving my sleep patterns, or I want to improve my activity level, or maybe I want to focus on my nutrition, or maybe I want to focus on my emotions. Whatever the case is, you can always adjust and change. You know, there's no set in stone way to journal. There's no particular format that has to be followed. This is your opportunity to be creative, be expressive, be unique in a way that feels good to you. So again, making sure you're comfortable, making sure you create a routine that's going to help you be successful, setting aside that time to journal each day. If you need to just start out a few times a week, then you start out a few times a week. You set the tone and determine what works for you. But again, I just wanted to hop on here and share with everybody the power of journaling and how journaling can help you get to healthy habits, whether that be, again, financial, emotional, nutrition, just sleep patterns, awareness of self. A lot of times we're not aware of our own, you know, reactions and behaviors and things that happen as a result of the way that we interact with others. Journaling allows you to shed some light on that as well. Allows you to be expressive, allows you to be creative, allows you to get those thoughts and emotions out. So I hope that after this episode, if you're not already, that you will consider journaling, that you will encourage others to journal, because again, this is an awesome tool that is not invasive. It's not something that requires an inordinate amount of time, money, or effort. It just simply requires you to take a few minutes out of your day or a few times a week to focus on you. And again, that could be part of your self-care routine. So thank you everyone for joining us today. Stay well, be blessed, and continue to be she wise.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's shewisepublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.